For those who dig clams along the main coast, fortunes literally come and go with the tide, and lots of things can happen out on the flats to disrupt livelihoods. In the mid-coast, a group of commercial fishermen, most of them clammers, has embarked on a 7-week program that could help them stay in the business, but find more stability. Tom Porter has our story.
Tim Johnson started working the Brunswick Clam Flats in 1982 when he was 18. He gave up digging last summer, he says, because it just got too depressing as the clams were clearly disappearing.
The clam resource in Brunswick is hitting an all-time low. It's a combination of different factors. I mean, we've got a type of predator that we locally refer to as a tapeworm, but it's a long, smooth worm that eats clams, direct large adult clams.
And then there's the threat posed by the green crab population, an invasive predator that first appeared in Maine waters a few years ago, an indication of the effect climate change is having on the Gulf of Maine. These predators have had a devastating effect on much of the state's shellfish population. Ocean acidification is taking its toll as well, as the changing pH of the seawater eats away at clam and oyster shells. Raymond Tremblay has also witnessed the decline of the resource.
I've been clamming for 25 years. Doing a little soft shell clams and hard shell clams.
Tremblay says he's recently had to do more lobstering because of dwindling clam numbers and is now turning to aquaculture.
Hopefully this will make a change for us. We can make profit at it better than what we did before, maybe help out the community.
Tremblay and Johnson are among the 20 or so fishermen from Brunswick and Harpswell who showed up recently for the first of a series of training sessions.
The idea is to expose these guys to shellfish aquaculture and see if it's something that they could transition over to out of their wild fisheries, which are declining right now.
Darcy Kucher helped put together the program. She's with Resource Access International, a marine science consultancy and one of 10 collaborating partners involved in the project, including non-profits, industry groups, municipalities, and academic institutions. By April, she says these students should have a good idea about how to go about setting up their own farms. According to the Maine Department of Marine Resources, there are fewer than 60 shellfish farm lease sites in the entire state, which Kucher says leaves considerable room for growth.
And the nice thing about shellfish aquaculture is it has a very positive impact on the environment as opposed to some other. There is some controversy about other aquaculture, finfish aquaculture, but shellfish cleans the water, provides good habitat, produces spawn that can kind of re-inhabit some of the other areas around it. It's all good all the way around.
Aquaculture is a way to take a little more control of your life. You're not quite as dependent on the ups and downs of populations. You're not quite as
addressing the students in Fish Farming 101 is Sebastian Bell, head of the Maine Aquaculture Association. The biggest strength these students have, he says, is their understanding of the local ecosystem and their skills on the water. Nevertheless, Bell says there are significant differences between being a commercial fisherman and being a fish farmer.
A fisherman is a hunter, a farmer is a shepherd, is a herdsman. And so the whole idea of how you manage a farm, how you manage a herd of animals, if you will, they will have to learn that.
He says they'll also have to learn some biology as well as the business management skills needed to run a farm. Aquaculture operators also need to learn how to win regulatory approval for their farms. The organisers of this course hope the success of the programme will give it the momentum to expand into other coastal communities in Maine and attract some grant funding. One potential source of funds is the Marine Jobs Initiative, a $7 million bond approved by voters in November to spur economic development in the state's seafood economy. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.